Big Fatty, I thought of it, but I got into trapping and I couldn't say it at the time. Congratulations on your 3,900th show.
Is that right?
Yep.
Jeez.
I don't know how you ever do it.
16 years? No, do the math. That can't be right. Is that right?
Yeah. Okay. Something like that. 16? I think he's going to start it. He's either going to complete or start his 16th year pretty soon. And I want to tell you, congratulations. You must be an incredibly anally retentive person to be able to stick to a schedule like that. And I admire it. And I wish I was half that good. Although I make a little light of it right now. Every day I count on your podcast to start my day. I don't know what I would do without it. I actually would be quite sad and lost if I didn't listen to Big Fatty on the way to work every day.
It's not just ruined, it's me, Big Fatty, online.
Big Fatty, an incredibly anally retentive person.
Is that right?
Yep.
Yes. Well, hello everyone, it is the Fat One, and this is episode 4000. BFO for Monday the 5th of June 2023, y'all, coming up on today's Say It With Me. Y'all, I'm going to tell you all about the weekend, and Big Fatty, all the squeakies are here. Big Fatty? Would that be Big Fatty? Is that like the mamas? No, it's a hi, everyone. I hope your Monday is going well. Y'all, you're mmmers today because, y'all, it's episode 4000 of the BFO. Big Fatty, we never thought it would get here. Actually, we had hoped it would never get here. Well, that's probably true, but y'all, you're mmmers because, y'all, the Roman numerals for 4000 are MMMM, which is Big Fatty. Oh, yes, this is going to be such a tasty episode. Oh, yeah, I guess y'all, last time I spoke to you was Thursday when I recorded the full right a little show. And the weekend was fairly straightforward. Nothing too much to report. But yes, Big Fatty, but you'll find a way to stretch it out for 20 minutes for the 4,000th time. It's true. I was out on my nipple walk. I don't remember which day it was, but y'all, listening to the latest episode of that, y'all, they were all excited because it was their 650th episode. Oh, Big Fatty, isn't that cute? 650. Oh, bless their hearts. It's true. And, anyway, Big Fatty. And so, y'all on for right? Y'all, I had planned for Friday at Fatty's, y'all, it was gonna be an appetizer buffet, and y'all, that's exactly what it was. I had, let's see now, what all did I have? I had some, Flo had given me these ham and cheese bake at home croissants that she got from the Williams-Sonoma. And so, y'all, I pulled them out. There's eight of them in the package. And you follow the direction. They have to defrost on the on a pan covered in the parchment paper. And then you cover them with the plastic wrap, and they have to thaw in the refrigerator. Then you pull them out about 3 hours before you're ready to bake them. And they have to, they have to proof. And, oh, yes, Big Betty, I saw that on the baking show. You know, you got to do it right or you'll have a soggy bottom. Well, I'll tell you about Granny later. But anyway, y'all, while they were proofing, y'all, I had one of those good blueberry cobblers, the Great American Cobbler Company. If you see them in your local Vons East or wherever, y'all try it out. They are absolutely delicious. So we had cooked it, and then when Granny was the first, well, the Nip arrived, and before he could go home to clean up, Big Granny's vulgar. Big Granny, I do not like that death. Oh, will you and Squeaky Sheepy go over there? I'll take care of this. Hello?
Big Fatty, hi, it's Larry and
the Jar.
We are at Barbara Boulevard. This is your Barbara Boulevard report. What do you noted? This is the Jar's first Barbara Boulevard experience. Do you have any reports for us?
It's very sunny. A lot of cars, a lot of white vans.
Mattress sale.
Mattress sale, yeah. Mazda, do you need a Mazda?
No, but I think there's a Subaru dealership coming up.
They have another sale right there.
Right, oh, sale.
Sale. Oh, look at all those sales.
I think the sheets are on sale. It's a white sale.
It's a white sale.
Well, yeah, don't you have a white sale? Anyway, that's your Barbara Boulevard report. It still exists, but we did not stop at the Boussets at Barbara Boulevard, but we did stop at the one in St. Augustine.
Yep.
Very quickly, the Jar had his first stew pot experience. Do you have a report on the stew pot?
It didn't look that historic. Looked fairly new.
Ah.
Don't know why. It looked like you could make a pretty good stew in there. I don't know.
There is a photo on the Twitty if you haven't seen it. All right, that's all. Bye.
Dig, I see y'all. That, of course, is Veda and Veda and the Jar. Yes, Big Fatty. Thank you so much for the call. Always lovely to hear from you. Y'all, they were on their way down to Rat World for the G'days. Thank you so much for that Barbara Boulevard update. And, you know, y'all, you always have to have a Barbara Boulevard update when you're going down to Rat World. But anyway, I was talking about the appetizer buffet. So I had these croissants. I told you about those that Flo had sent. Y'all, I found a little small package of some of the little ham biscuits. Y'all, I didn't realize I had any, but when I started pulling things out, I went, ooh, what's that? And y'all, I thought it was some more of those cinnamon rolls, the sticky buns that Daddy Ron had brought down. But y'all, it was little ham biscuits. So I cooked them. Y'all, I had bought a package a while back of shrimp carbonara on pasta with pasta and a creamy sauce. It's a package of that. So I cooked it. Y'all, I had a charcuterie plate with some blue cheese and cheddar cheese and prosciutto. Y'all had some fiery, spicy hot dill pickles, and y'all, they were hot. Oh, yes, Big Betty, you didn't have to cut the hay out of your nose. And then moving on down the table.
Big Betty, Squeaky Chicken, and I don't like the death phone.
Well, you two go over there, and I'll take care of this. Hello?
Big Fatty, hi. It's me, Larry, Vader, and
the Jar.
Oh. Hi. We are here in the Orlandos. We are on day 5 of the Vacation of a Lifetime, featuring Diesel. Diesel, Pops is now known as Diesel. We'll explain that later on the LFC. But y'all, we've had some events. So we made it okay after the last you heard from us was Barber Boulevard. Y'all, the jar drove straight through, didn't stop, wouldn't let me TT or anything, just drove straight through. So we got to Orlando nice and early. We got checked into the hotel, motel, extended stay America. Jar, what would you say, how would you describe this fancy hotel to people?
I would say it's very functional. In not appropriate ways, but just very functional, yeah.
Yeah, that's about it. And we went to the Universal Studios Orlando, where we saw you and the Gringotts ride. You and the Nip were sitting there. John and Joyce have uploaded a video. Then we did that. How would you say Universal was?
I would say it's great. A little dated, but great. Loved it.
Excellent.
Delicious.
And delicious, even. Mm-hmm. Y'all, and we went. We had some sandwiches. Y'all, we walked like 30,000 steps. It was lovely. Mm-hmm. We had a monorail crawl with the gays. How would you describe that other than drunk?
Well, all three people that we actually talked to were really nice.
They're the people that are staying in the room directly beneath us also in the motel. Yeah. And so we talked to them. Y'all, there was some Ubering. And then, Daryl and Daryl from the San Francisco is here. But we went over to the G'day's Expo. How would you describe that?
Very health-centric.
It is very health-centric. Y'all, they have a new sling on display. Now, y'all, the jar got in it in front of everyone. And so the jar was up in the sling, and, you know, I was helping him a little bit. So, Jar, how would you describe the world's, what's the bumper, what's the sticker say? The ass swing.
It's the sling for swing.
How would you describe it?
I it's very comfortable. Helped my back quite a lot. I felt like my scoliosis is basically gone by sitting in that. Yeah, I would just say 10 out of 10, and it's on a wish list.
All right, well, that's it. We're caught up. Yeah, we went to the outlet malls. The jar got his first pair of flip-flops, and that's about it. So, all right, this has been long enough that nobody cares, but we'll update you on the ride home about the rest of the little trip.
Goodbye.
Dear Gussie, y'all, that, of course, is the jar and old Veda. And Veda, thank you so much for the call. Always lovely to hear from you. And y'all, certainly didn't expect to hear that that the jar had scoliosis problems. And but y'all, I think the most interesting part of that is that it was his first time to get into a pair of flip-flops. Bee, Fanny? Anyway, y'all, let's get back to the buffet, the appetizer buffet. I just mentioned the charcuterie. And y'all, then I had two different kinds of dips. I had the Mexican street cone, and I had the Cuban sandwich dip, and I had the bugles. The Nip called those the cream horns, and I had the little rice cakes, the mini rice cakes, and I had some Triscuit crackers, which, of course, the Nip immediately spit out because it was the olive oil and rosemary flavored. Because, that's vulgar. Why can't you just have regular? Why can't you have regular crackers? And, Big Fatty Squeaky Bacon, and I don't like that death phone. Will y'all just go over there, and I'll take care of all of this, as always. Hello?
Craig, Fatty, it's the final G'day's 2023 trip report. Now, last we spoke, recording in the phone or the car, so I'm just going to talk to both. Last we spoke, we had a lovely day at the expo. We talked about you being in the swing sling.
I got it. No, I don't think so.
Yeah, we went to the expo. Yeah, nobody was there. And by nobody, I mean, it's basically an empty conference room with some condom vendors or something, is what I'm just assuming. The Charleston Coffee Roasters was there, and Los Sunday's Tequila.
We did talk about this. This is a little embarrassing.
Well, you are pulling around Big Fatty's luggage, so with his name tag on it.
That is fair.
Yeah. But y'all had a lovely day, and, you know, the jar got his first pair of flippy floppies. Now, he's been wearing them ever since.
Absolutely. I'm converted.
What do you think? You're converted. All right.
I love that my grass grippers have some air now. Things are going well.
Things are. Y'all, he lost them. He's just admitted every time he turned around yesterday, he was slinging one off at somebody. Y'all, on a Friday, I don't remember what we did, but
we probably drank.
Oh, well, we did. Y'all, on Friday, we went to the Disney Springs, and we met up with that Dana Beaver Beaver Brewer.
One of those.
Yeah, one of those. It's hard to say. Y'all, I had to use his real name to check in at the podium. It took me a minute to get it together. And Zach was there, and also their gentleman caller for the weekend, Max.
Max.
Was also there. Y'all, I've met him before on the OnlyFans. Anyway.
Well, you've met him. He hasn't met you.
Right. But y'all, Daniel Beaver, absolutely lovely human being, the nicest person I have ever met.
I can only say nice things about him.
Right.
Only very positive things about him.
Nice, incredible things. Y'all,
he has great audio, too.
How dare you? Y'all, there was nothing for the other three at the table like Daniel and Larry H. Vader have completely dominated the conversation for 2 hours. There was not the jar barely opened his mouth.
Except Max, to eat and drink.
I know. Max just sat there and was like, what have I done? And Zach just had another drink because he's used to it. But yeah, so we did that. Yeah, we had a lovely time, but we had to run out of there because we went to the Hamburglar Mary's for the drag show. Mm-hmm. Okay, and then on Saturday, because I can't say negative things, so I'm just going to stop there.
Yeah, that's a good move.
Yeah. We survived
Saturday.
Friday.
Oh,
the Hamburglar Mary's.
We barely. Survived. My ears really didn't
go. Right. Saturday, y'all, we had a slight incident, but we ended up at the G'day's pool party, and the Boots, Beards, and Bears said, y'all, we had a good time. Some of us more than others. Not saying anything.
There wasn't any eggnog to mix this time.
Right,
so
you just drank the liquor.
Yes.
But we did have the Tanqueray Orange, and that was absolutely delicious.
Very good.
Excellent. Great service, too.
Great service.
Yeah, did you grab your butt a couple of times?
A couple few.
Yeah.
Okay. Really got up in there.
Right, up in it. Yeah. Y'all, the jar was overserved.
By myself, basically.
Yeah, basically.
Yeah.
He was drinking. I looked down, myself and Tim from Asheville, we're sitting on the edge of the pool, fully clothed, with just our toes in, because we didn't want to get soaking wet, because we knew we had to eat. Y'all, look down, and the jar was sneaking mini bottles out of his swimsuit in the pool, just drinking rum.
It was delicious.
So the jar went to bed, and so we're on the road. Y'all, we stopped at the Buc-ee's. Wait for that trip report from Big Fatty. He's going to have a little something to try down here. So.
Ooh.
Yeah, we've had the tire blow out almost, but I think we're okay. And that's all we've got. So, good times.
Great
service.
Great service. The whole time.
The whole time. Don't say the extended stay America. Bye.
Bye.
No, don't do it.
Yeah.
Just don't.
Oh.
Bye-bye.
Bye. Oh, bye. Dick, I see y'all. That, of course, was Vader and the Jar Big Fatty. I did a lot of talking on that one. It's true, they did. And thank you so much for the call. Always lovely to hear about how the jar keeps his rum warmed while in the old swimming hole in the cement pond. But anyway, can't wait to see what you picked up for Big Fatty at the Buc-ee's. But y'all, back to the buffet. Oh dear gosh, y'all, Big Fatty, that may be the best episode ever. You didn't hardly talk at all. Well, okay, but anyway, y'all, I hope you have a lovely, just a lovely Monday. Sometime today, just go, Big Fatty, do they have to? Well, yes, they do. So, anyway, y'all, I'll have to tell you about the rest of the weekend because there was more to the weekend, but it'll have to wait till 4:01. Big Fatty. Y'all, at the beginning of today's little show, you heard the kids from over there at the Enormous podcast. I see they finally got their June episode out. And, Holly, what did you think of episode 4000?
Big Fatty, an incredibly anally retentive person.
Is that right?
Yeah.
So he's holding 4000 under his belt. Big Fatty, just let it go. You can leave a comment on the secure website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www. Or drop me an e-letter at ruined@BigFattyOnline.com. Call the voice letter number at 619-784-6331. That's 619-RUINED-1. And leave a message or just natter with the fat one and poodle. Yes! This show is part of Pride 48 and is the premier production of the RNL Podcasting Network.